Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Edge Talk Radio Show with your host, Angela Zabel. Are you ready to dive in deep and expand your consciousness? Together, helping you on your journey, answering your questions to understand us, this world, and beyond. Connecting, making our lives better, easier, and more joyful. Come learn with me. Relax. Be curious, and let's have some fun. Join me today. Welcome, everyone, to Edge Talk Radio with your host, Angela Zabel. That's me. And our guest today is going to be Matchmint with Matchmint Quantum Healing. So I am going to do a full disclosure here. I did meet Matt in an expo I was at. I talked to him and just loved his energy, his passion, and his enthusiasm for what he did and for wanting to help people. That was one of the main catalysts that's like, I have to have Matt on. I just have to do it. So I was so excited when he agreed to be part of this awesome show. And I just want to go a little bit about Matt here. So he is a professionally trained as a scientist and did his doctoral work in developing drugs to treat central nervous system disorders and cancer. And I'm just reading right off his website here where he had a life-altering spark and divine gift were bestowed upon him. He had a spiritual awakening ensued and during his own private quantum healing session. So from that session forward, he decided to be a metaphysical healer. And he's always wanted to help people. And if you haven't met Matt, you will feel that want to help people. It is there. It is so prevalent. And he's got on here that his purpose is to prove there's no ailment, stressor, or emotion too great that cannot be remedied. The results are real and limitless. And he is looking to guide you to the best version of you, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So I'm going to bring Matt on here, and I just want to ask him, I'm going to unmute him, and I want to ask Matt. So Matt, I am so excited to have you on here, and I would love
I'm so pumped.
It's awesome. Your energy is through the roof whenever I talk to you. I would love, there's a lot of people out here who don't know what quantum healing is. From your point of view, can you explain what quantum healing is?
No. it's so expansive. Like the more that I understand, the more like convoluted it gets, but like in its basic sense, it's basically tapping into the field of all possibilities. So the quantum side of things is basically without getting too into it, there's an infinite number of versions of you that exist simultaneously. The one that you're experiencing is the one that that you resonate with. So it's kind of like stations on a radio. They're all playing right now, but you can't perceive of them until you're dialed into that radio station. So from that perspective, we can do stuff that just can't happen any other way, which is where the magic is. I think when people talk about like magic in the old days, it's the same thing. It's a different lens maybe, but like this is tapping into that same thing. So I'll put a different spin on it, and I think science is coming around to plant a flag there, but it's like, it's the same stuff. Stuff can happen faster because of where we're at in the world, but essentially it's that field of possibilities. And in that field of possibilities, like pretty much anything can happen. That's why we can create some of this healing and stuff like that, that just defies any like, traditional medical approach. So,
and that's one thing that really intrigued me is you came from a scientific background, and I know a lot of scientific people, that's like right brain, left brain. You need the facts and figures right in front of you. And I just am curious, as a scientist, can you kind of talk about that journey going from scientists, we need that facts and figures and that scientific side, which I think sometimes is a little resistant to some of the metaphysical beliefs or teachings, and how you went from that to being okay with and collecting data to going to what you're doing now?
Absolutely. So it wasn't like I woke up one day and I was like, hey, I should do this. No, it was like years of stuff not working out. And I didn't know that I was supposed to be doing something different. I just kept trying to do everything the same way. And it would be like thing after thing would just fail. So like the last project I was working on, I worked with another guy developing a cancer research center in the basement of one of the universities here, and had all the hospitals on board and 15 researchers, spent 3 years doing that. And like a month before it launched, we lost like $15 million in funding. And now the building's sitting empty. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So that led me like just start questioning everything. And even with everything that I knew about like medicine and neuroscience and stuff like that, I was still having like all my own problems. So I was having grand mal seizures every week. I was on 14 medications for anxiety, for pain, for ADHD, for the seizures, for the side effects of those, and just obnoxious amounts of everything. And that's when I kind of discovered the work of Dolores Cannon. So for those of you that don't know, Dolores Cannon was a woman who, like, back in the 60s, started exploring like past lives with people, and was taking people in these deep states of trance where she was getting all this information on lost civilizations and everything that now has later been shown to be accurate, you know, in the historical record and archaeological things. But I wasn't so fascinated by that. I was more interested in the fact that when this eventually turned into a healing modality, because people would work through some of these things in other lifetimes and they'd get physical healing. So I didn't even think that would work for anything, because I'm like, well, I don't know. But I had this pull to like check this out. So I found someone in close by that did that, trained with her, and went and had my own first quantum healing session. And I was more interested in the fact that she'd be doing a session in like England, and the person would be talking about ancient Egyptian history, and she'd come to the United States and start working with a person, and they'd pick up right where the other person left off. And I was like, what don't I know? Like, how is that possible? So it was more of a curiosity for me, but that one session, I got off all 14 medications. I stopped having seizures instantly, haven't had any since. I used to sleep like 2 or 3 hours a night. I sleep every single night now. I save like $4,000 a year just out of pocket on medication. And there was no cure. It was just like, oh no, you just take this now and hopefully it doesn't happen again. But you didn't get to the root of why something was happening. I got off all 14 medications, started sleeping every night. As a side effect, I lost like 60 pounds in 2 months just from stuff my mind was hanging on to. And then found out I was supposed to be doing this work. That's why nothing was working out for me. And I was like, that can't be right. There's no way. I mean, I had to kind of get dragged to do this, like, but I just felt it. And I knew that, okay, and they said you always wanted to help people heal, which was true. You always wanted to help people heal, and now you just know a different way. Like, it was just so matter of fact. I'm like, okay, then I guess we're doing this. So, and I haven't looked back. It's been an amazing journey. Coming from the medical side of things, I know I have the doctors scratching their heads here, because so much stuff has happened that's just impossible. People have regrown organs that have been taken out. People have moved their bones back into place 20 years after an accident. Just stuff that just can't happen. People have like their cartilage replaced in their knees in a week. Like, we have nothing medically that can do this stuff. People have dissolved like metal pins and screws and stuff in their bones. And it's like grade 23 titanium doesn't just dissolve. So like, I know, like, this stuff would have kept me up for weeks being on the medical side of things. So, it's just magical.
I had a quick question when you had to go back to doctors, because I'm thinking you had to have a checkup after some of this stuff. When you had this massive transformation, what were the doctors' explanations, or did they have any, or what was their reaction?
They're just like, well, sometimes that can happen. all my levels are normal, and like, I'm like, I don't feel I need this anymore. They're like, okay. And I eventually stopped going because they wanted to put me back on medication. Well, that could still be a thing. And I'm like, all this other stuff changed. I know it's not a thing. And there was fear for a while. Like, what if I have a seizure now? But it's like, I went from having one weekly to like not having any, and then all of a sudden you get like 2 months out, 3 months out. Now it's been years. So like, I know it's not even a thing, but for a while that cloud kind of follows you because you're told all this stuff. But, and it was all, once you figure out what something's trying to teach you, you really don't need the physical symptoms anymore. So the physical symptoms are trying to get your attention to move to something better. And when you learn how to listen to that, you don't need to get hit by a semi to get your attention. So you can get stuff
that's
the easier
very
way.
Good point, because most people don't want to get hit by a semi.
Yeah. Some people need that, but.
But I think too, with a lot of people, you're, like you had said, you're told so many times, this is what to expect. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to fix yourself. This is what you're going to need to make it happen, and to step into and kind of step away from some of that to start advocating for yourself. That's a big step mm-hmm. for a lot of people. And,
it is. And I think part of it's, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say like part of too is like part of this conditioning is like your ability to heal yourself is greater than anyone's permitted you to believe. So that's like a big step, like you said, in undoing some of this stuff and realizing like what I love doing about my work is it's so empowering because I've never healed anyone. All I do is like show them the door, but they're the ones doing it all. And like when they realize that, like they're so empowered for all these other areas of their life. And everyone has this ability. We're led to think that we have to go like seek a certain person or like look for the next like rock to fix us or the next like, you know, the next herb or the next medication or whatever. And it's like, you're not broken. You have this ability within you. So I think that's what I love the most about this.
I love the idea how you said that, you know, you're not healing anyone. They are healing themselves. Mm-hmm. You're just offering that resonance, offering that information for them. And I think that is so empowering for people to realize you're not the victim. You can take your power and decide what you want to do with it and how you want to perceive yourself going forward. And that's one mm-hmm. thing I think that I really love with you is you're always looking at how can you look at yourself differently? How can you look at things differently going forward so you can change your life and change it how you want it to be? So just kind of going mm-hmm. back a little bit, how long were you having like seizures and things like that before you had this change with your quantum healing session?
I think I started having them in like 2007, but I didn't know that I was having them because I was like by myself. So I'm looking back, I was having them for a while, but like 2012 is when they were like weekly. And then I was on medication, but even on medication, like the last one I had was still like over an hour long. So it was still a pretty big deal, you know, when it's always in the back of your mind, you know, and then like you're missing chunks of time and you don't remember anything for at least the ones that I had. I wouldn't remember anything for a couple of days. And it would, you know, it's, when you're having them every week, like that's half the time. And so,
Wow. Yeah. So when you had this session, I guess, what was your catalyst that made you decide, you know, I'm going to try this different way versus your scientific way? And what was the change within you that said, you know what, I'm going to try this? Was there a catalyst that happened to get you to a quantum healing session? And how did you find the person, or was it through synchronicity?
It was just like me kind of doing like some of this inner work and some of this inner questioning. And then really just finding Dolores Cannon, I found like YouTube videos of her, and she just like really, the way she'd talk, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. And I just knew, I just felt it. And then I found out, I went to like her website, found someone in the area. There's a list of people on the QHHT website, so Dolores Cannon's Method. And I found this lady, Tatiana, and she lives in Oshkosh, and the rest is kind of history. So.
And I've listened to Dolores Cannon's stuff, and she is absolutely amazing, I think. And I believe she started out in hypnosis, and then as she got more of the information, she created the quantum healing from there, if I'm correct.
Yeah, and it was just regular hypnosis, and back in the 60s, like, oh, you don't take a person too deep because then this weird stuff that we don't understand happens. And well, that's where the magic is. she wants to know everything. So that's, I mean, I don't know. She was kind of like a pioneer in that respect. And then realized that there was great power from a healing perspective, because people were getting like healed of cancer and healed of like all these other things that were just, I don't know, she sort of realized the power in it. And since then, it's just really evolved into this, I don't even know what it is anymore for me. It just kind of snowballed, and I've just been packing more stuff on. But really, the state at which the earth is at, and like the vibration of earth, like stuff can happen so fast. I can move through like 5 times more with a person than I could a year ago. And it's not because I'm better. It's like, it's just like, that's just where things are at. People can work through stuff way quicker than they could in the past. So it's exciting times.
That's a really good point you bring up with the change in the energy of the earth and everything we're experiencing. People can move mm-hmm. through so much more. They're releasing beliefs so much quicker than was ever possible before. And mm-hmm. I think it's great you're noticing the same thing with the people you're working with, how like healing can be faster. People can let go of beliefs and let go of that. For me, I'm thinking unworthiness. Is that something you pick up a lot with people, with unworthiness in what they're doing?
Oh, yeah, lots of themes. And if you have that belief that you are unworthy, that you don't deserve something, that's going to block your healing. So we have to address that. If you have a fear of change, guess what? This is change. So you'll go right back to what they know just because it's familiar. So that's why I work through all those layers of with a person. So when I'm working with a person, it's usually like 5 to 7 hours is pretty average. So, I mean, it's a deep dive into everything.
That's something that I was looking at yours is you're doing 5 to 7 hour sessions, which that's a long time, and long time to hold energy for yourself and others. And I've had people that ask me, how do you keep your energy up when you're either working on them, if they're working on themselves, or if you're working, like you're working with other people, is there times you feel drained? Is there what are you doing to be able to keep your energy up for yourself and create space for your clients? And is there something you can suggest to people about holding their own energy?
Absolutely. And I had to figure this out really quick, and it's been really helpful in my life outside of this, but like I could not keep going until I figured out this key piece. In the beginning, I'd like come home, crash in the middle of the living room floor for like 12 hours, just wiped out. And I'm like, all I did was listen to someone. What's going on? So I had to learn how to, like, I was taking all their stuff with me. And I was like, oh, this happened to them. And I was like, all their stories I was attaching to. So I've learned to, like, just disconnect. And I used to go through this ritual or ceremony to, like, after each one to separate from the person. But because I've done it so much, it's just automatic to the point where I'll finish working with a person. I won't even remember their name after like, 15 minutes later. It's like, who is that? But it's had to have that like hard separation. There was like a period of, like 3 times in a week where I got into the car after I worked with a person and the headlights would blow out in my car. And I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like a guy, of course, I'm testing everything. And my friend's like, well, you're clearing your energy, aren't you? I'm like, what? So that was part of it too. while I'm in it, it's invigorating, and like I get amped up after each one now. So it did not start that way. If you're going through this, and be gentle with yourself and kind with yourself. And it's nice too that the person leaves. It's different if you're living with someone and there's this constant interaction. But yeah, I've learned to just really separate, and then like, yep, not my stuff. And it's like flushing a toilet. It's just like gone. So good or bad. So even like don't attach to the good ones. I don't attach to the outcome either way. Like it's awesome when cool stuff happens, but I also know that, well, that's them anyway. It's their stuff and that's what they did. I can be the best guy in the world, but if they're not ready, nothing's going to happen, So I've learned to separate both sides of it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And so would you give that as maybe guidance for people who, if you hear so many people, they say they're empathic and they're taking on everybody's stuff and they feel drained afterwards. Is it pretty much where you're just learning to separate yourself and learning not to take it on?
Mm-hmm. And I've like a lot of the work that I do is with people that it's teaching them how to use their gifts. It's not a gift if you don't know how to use your empathic nature, or I have people that have like schizophrenia, multiple personality disorder, and it always comes through, yep, this is their gift that they chose. And I'm like, okay, well, it's not. So like, and so part of it's teaching them how to use those things as their gift that they chose to come in with. The problem with our society is we don't support, in another culture, a medicine man takes you under their wing, and it's still a hard path, but they teach you how to have a foot in both worlds or how to tap into all those different perspectives to solve a problem. You know, we don't do that here. So a lot of when I'm working with a person like that is teaching them how to use that, those gifts in a way that works for them.
I love what you said, how people choose different paths this time and how they should be looking at the path they're choosing as gifts, as things they're learning from. Because I think you're right on with saying, you know, people aren't embracing some of these the areas of society and the way some people are and what they choose to do, and instead looking at it as, you know, that's their path, that's what they came here to do, but what's a better way that they can work at sometimes a difficult path we may look at as challenging. But to look at it differently with new eyes, with appreciation, I think is something key for people, even when they're having difficult times in their life, to look at it with appreciation. Is that something that comes up in your sessions with helping people understand where they are and why they're there?
Oh, you know it is. Yeah, it's a big chunk of it. I mean, when you can see that, that clarity is just that's what shifts things. It is having that perspective. So even when I'm not working with a person, I'm like, well, why is this happening for you? And they're like, some people get really triggered by that. Well, you don't know what he did and blah, blah. Okay, well. but just shifting that perspective, well, why is this happening for me? All of a sudden it takes it off this other person. And it's harder to look within yourself. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's not easy at all. And that's bumpy. It's not fun. But really, that's where the magic is. And really, people are just reflecting back to you what's going on inside of you. So when you make those changes and we shift that perspective internally, your outer world changes.
And that's something I think a lot of people have kind of tamped things down and really not wanted to look at things that were bothering them, not wanting to really look at the root cause of what's happening and why. And I think with, like you had talked in with the energy now, that energy is really making a lot of this bubble up to the surface and making people go, why, I better look at this. And are you seeing, like, now with a lot of newer people coming in, people with no experience or just like, I'm just like, wow, I just found this, I'm trying to figure it out. Are you feeling like there's more people interested in what you're doing now than there was before?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they're coming from all over. They think they're the only ones most of the time. And no one understands me. I'm like, oh, great. Like, that means you're on the right track. And it is uncomfortable, you know, like, oh, go ahead.
Going to say that's I think a key point is you're not alone, and there is so much more coming out and more people understanding and not being afraid to ask questions. Are people more fearful sometimes when they come to you, like, I don't know what's going on, and trying to figure it out?
Oh yeah. And then like, oh, I don't know what my family's gonna think, and blah, blah, like all kinds of stuff. And people that come visit me, and my wife can't know I'm here. Okay, well, like, that's cool. She's not going to come looking for you, is she? Okay. But they feel like no one understands them, and it. Oh, go ahead.
Yep. I think you're right when you're saying people just don't understand them and
mm-hmm.
the change in what's going on and people questioning. And for me, I'm seeing people that are just fearful to come forward and to check into this because what will people think? And I think that's a lot of
mm-hmm.
societal pushback that we get. But I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
more and more people kind of break out of those societal norms, per se. Is that kind of what you're
yeah.
seeing, too, with people?
It's cool, like you said, I think it's cool because some of the people that I was really excited about this in the beginning, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about it. But, I mean, I was telling everyone, and I had people that, like, rolled their eyes at me, like, a year ago, and then now they're back and they're like, hey, remember all that crazy stuff you're talking about? Like, so, you know, that planted the seed and they had to come to their own conclusions. And you know, when the person's ready, like,
and
yeah,
that,
they can't
I
perceive
that,
of it if they don't resonate with it.
Yeah. And when people are ready,
mm-hmm.
ready and said planting the seeds and being okay with people walking away if they're just not ready for it now. Because they may be back, they may not, but not having that expectation. So I was
mm-hmm.
looking through your information when you're doing a 5 to 7 hour session. Can you kind of walk me through a little bit of that? Like, what are you doing in a session? How does that operate? And do people need to, like, know everything, or can they just come in, like, walk in the door, maybe a little fearful, like, I'm not really sure why I'm here, but can I do this? Can they do it from that point?
If they walk in the door, they're open and they're ready. Like, that's all I need.
Like, <that.
laughs> like the rest is magic after that. You know, it's like, they may not even know why they're here. They'll figure it out. Like, they're feeling that on a subconscious level, and they're honoring that. That they may not understand it. They may not know why they're doing something, but like, those are some of the best ones, you know, cause you know, they're just ready and maybe they don't consciously aren't aware of that, but the rest of them knows. So it's just kind of like putting those fears at ease and just, working through the layers of that. So, So what I do with a person when they come to see me, I'll usually have them prepare like a list of questions, physical symptoms, stuff that they want to address in our session. And really, your soul knows what you need more than what you think you need anyway. So they could come with nothing, but I like to still keep those questions because most people have never thought about what they want. And what happens when they write down that list of questions, they'll show up at my house with 5 revisions of their questions because they figured all the answers. So that process of writing down what they wanted. So if you're really analytical, this is a good tip for listeners out there. Make a list of stuff you want to know and then forget about it. Revisit it in a couple of weeks. You'd be amazed at how much stuff you figure out. Like if people tell me, oh, I can't quiet my mind, I can't meditate. You're getting this stuff all the time. And maybe it's in your dream state, but you'd be amazed at how much stuff you can just kind of figure out just by letting it soak. You know, put up what you want, and then, allow it to come to you in a way that works for you. One of the places I see people get hung up a lot is they're trying to do everything like everyone else. So they're like, oh, I need to see stuff this way, or I need to experience this way, and they get really frustrated in the process. And, you don't need to get like everyone else because you're not them. So a lot of it's figuring out a way that works for you. I have them prepare a list of questions. Then the day of, we talk for a little bit. That gives me kind of background so I can ask questions on their behalf. That way they can stay in that non-analytical part of their mind by having me do all the questioning. And they can just stay in that flow state of just letting information come through them. So it helps everyone because, trust me, I have way more questions than they do anyway. So it's nice that they can just stay in that, and then we can just go. The second part, we go over their questions at the end of that. Usually most of them come up, but I like to have them come out organically because they already start figuring out the answers. So I'm just asking them the questions to them the whole time. I don't tell them anything. They're coming to their own conclusions in their own way, and that's part of that empowering part. The second part of it is I have guide them in a deep state of relaxation. and it really doesn't feel like much until like they get done. And then they're like, wow, that was a lot. And for them, they're like, most people get done, they're like, oh, that was at least 15 minutes or a half hour. I'm like, no, you've been laying there for 4 hours. Like, and they don't realize like how, because you're in a place with no space, no time, and your concept of time just goes away. You have no clue how long you've actually been going through all this, even if a lot of stuff is covered. And that part was where we usually I take people through like some guided visualization. I do some breathing and really just kind of what I'm called to do at the time, and then tapping into this higher guidance. So I call it higher self, but really it can be your conscience. Some people call it their gut feeling, their intuition, their inner dialogue, their oversoul spirit. In terms of this, it's all kind of the same thing. It's basically the energy of you that stays connected to everything that's constantly guiding you. And in the process, we just basically turn down the static so we can listen to that guidance a little bit closer. And it's such an easy, natural process because you actually go through these different states about 300 times a day, so you literally can't not do it. we just hang out there a little bit longer. So if you've ever spaced out when you're driving, you're operating from the other part of your mind. Or I remember a study that was done back in when I was in school, and within 60 seconds of staring at a TV or screen, every single person is shifted to a different state of consciousness. So, like, that's how easy and fluid this process is, that once you realize that, then it's just a walk in the park.
So. I love what you said when you're, like, when you stare at a screen and you just kind of shift out. You actually shift out of your consciousness and you're moving into a different consciousness. That's really intriguing for me, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I hear a lot of people, they're like, I don't know how to meditate, I don't know how to do this, but when you really look at daydreaming and things like that, they're already doing it without realizing it, how easy it can be.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of it. Like, I have talked to other people, and even like professional, like psychics and readers, I always thought they were getting like these grand visions of things. And I talked to one person and they were like, yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years. It feels like I'm still making it up, but I know to say it at this point. I'm like, really? Because I had you have these like this perspective, you know, of how they're getting it. And it's like, when you really talk to people, it's like, no, most people don't get anything that way. And, once you stop comparing yourself to others, you can figure out the way that works for you. Most of my stuff, I get in the shower. If I go sit in a cave and meditate for 2 years, that's not my thing. Like, I get way more stuff standing in the shower than any other place ever. So I use that as my, like, meditation time. So
yeah. I love that. Everybody's different, and you've got to do what's good for you, what's right for you, and what works for you. I think that's so, so important. And I just want to say real quick, it's just, if you have any, anybody who's listening, they can call in on 714-364-4750. And since I'm new at this, I'm not 100% sure, but there are a couple of people on here and they've got like there's a hand by them. So I think they may have a question. I'm going to try and see. But if not, I'll just say hello. So I'm going to unmute one and see if this person has a question. Hello, and Matt.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a question for anyone tonight?
I actually didn't realize my hand was raised. I didn't really have a question. I guess I'll shoot you an email. I'm sorry. I misplaced your name, has been listening here. I'm very interested. You know, I'm doing a Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm trying to work on some healing of some different things. So I don't have a question, but I'll be in touch.
Okay, perfect. I was just curious, since you're here, what kind of healing path are you on, or what are you interested in? And with the quantum healing, what drew you to the quantum healing tonight?
Well, I'm one of those people that was mentioned, like saying they can't really meditate. So I'm trying to open myself up just to get messages in a different way so I can move forward and, manifest some great things and just a few lingering health issues that I'm working on trying to clear. So the quantum field sounds right up my alley.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, I'll be asking
Matt some questions.
Sure.
Actually, I did have a question. I heard you mention the lady's name and her site and how you found someone in your area. Is this something that could be done over the phone, or does it have to be in person?
I started out doing it in person because that's what I was told we needed to do. And in the last year, I've done probably about 150 different sessions around the world. It's been amazing. So same results. The one case that I mentioned where the lady, the last one, there were a lady regrew her organ. that was remotely. Doesn't matter where my voice comes from because each person is doing their own healing. So I usually do stuff over Zoom because I like to watch the person, not in a creepy way. That sounds weird. I watch their breathing and I watch their like breathing and I kind of watch their eyes because your eyes will start to go through like REM at different stages. So I can kind of pace with the person and see where they're at and we can kind of enmesh if that makes sense. But like, it really doesn't matter if they're in person or not. So that site is, if you want an in-person one with a person, it's www.qhhtofficial. And so this is a lot of the, so you mentioned, you're going to talk about just one or two points here. So you mentioned not being able to visualize or to meditate. Like, really, it doesn't matter with this, especially the stuff that I'm doing now. It's like, it's as easy as closing your eyes and taking a breath and tapping into this other part of you. So your body is a reflection of your subconscious mind. So I'd have you just picture maybe something you wanted to work on, maybe it's something physical. That energy is stored in your body. And what happens is you can go easily by connecting with your body. You can just drift back to another time right where that began, and you can shift that pattern. So what I see is a lot of times is people are dragging out the same stuff that happened when they're 8 years old or 5 years old, and it's still playing out when they're 50. So we get to the root of where that comes from and just change that story, and then that has this ripple effect through all these parts of your life. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. I shall be in touch.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for watching or listening. Sorry.
I know, it's hard.
I'm so used to doing videos. Yeah, thanks for watching.
I'm going to mute him off. There we go. And so that's one of the things I love with you. You're so open and telling people, hey, it's okay with whatever works the best for you. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I think for me, when I first looked at your sessions, were like 5 to 7 hours. What the heck are we doing for 5 to 7 hours? You know, and I'm just curious. Are you like going in? Because I noticed on here, I was just going to go back on a couple of things. You also work with like past life regression, meeting your spirit guides, guardian angels, future life exploration, dimensional travel, healing journeys, and more. So do you cover some of that during the sessions, or is each one kind of individual with each person, or do you have a set?
Yeah, those are the group ones. And like when I try to control where it goes, you miss the whole point of doing it. Like if we end up in a past life, cool, that's what you need. But I'm never like, oh, we need to go here and do this. Like, cause that cuts the person off from the magic. They know what they need and the way that they need it. And sometimes I'm lucky I don't have to make that call because what I think is best for the person isn't what the person needs, and maybe it's not the way that they need it or they're ready for. So, I just stay open and just allow the process to unfold how it unfolds. And if we end up on a different planet because the person wanted to quit smoking, I guess that's what we're doing.
So what do you listen, like when you're doing one of these sessions, what are you listening to? Are you just having, is there like an intuitiveness that's coming through, or what is your process and what are like your information? Is it, everyone is different. You may end up on a planet this time and at another time it's just working through maybe beliefs that people have. Is there a process you yourself go through, or is it just kind of flowing and listening to your intuition?
I kind of drop in with them, but like it's kind of hard because I'm listening to my guys. So it's like I don't want to like jump ahead of them because it takes away from the person discovering the things themselves, but it helps me to ask better questions. And I'll be directed to certain parts physically, like I'll physically feel, like if your knee's hurting, like all of a sudden my knee will start hurting and I know it's not mine. So it's like, okay, got it. And as soon as I acknowledge it, it goes away. So we can address those things within the person. But yeah, I'm guided that way to ask some of those right questions and really to pull out that information. So what usually happens is people show up with these surface level problems that they don't know that they're going to take a deep dive on. I'll give you an example. Someone showed up the other day with their question was they had a fear of going over bridges, but just the ones they couldn't see the other side. Well, that turned into this whole thing when they were like 5 years old and their parents were getting divorced and they didn't know what was going to happen and this fear of uncertainty and not knowing what was going to happen. And that was filtered through their whole life. But cure the bridges, you know, because that's where it started, you know, because that's the immediate thing that they see, but they don't know that that has a root way back. Maybe all mommy wanted was a back rub, and now she's pregnant with you. You're going to be feeling not wanted and not know why. And she may never even say that, but you're going to be picking up on that energetically. So this could happen in the womb before you're even aware of it. So all these things kind of carry over and kind of make us who we are. And they're all just really stories because none of this stuff's happening now. none of those things are happening now. They're all constructs of like past events that we're dragging forward and we think is our reality. But really when you get to seeing where those come from, you can just simply rewrite it because you're at that kind of creation level. The reason that we go through where I have a person in a trance state is because during an emotional disturbance, you enter this unconscious trance state. You kind of like check out and your body goes through this unconscious trance state. So the reason that like talk therapy only scratches the surface is because you're not addressing the problem from the same level it was created. So you can't actually get to the root of it. Sure, you can kind of work through stuff, but it's going to take forever. And in this, when I have a person in this level, you're at this point where you're like, yep, don't need that. Oh, that's my mom's. Yep, don't need that anymore. Well, I'm still carrying that from through the generations. Like, delete, delete, delete. Yep, no, that's not mine. And stuff can happen fast, especially when the conscious mind is in the way. It's not that it doesn't have this, like, filter in the way where we can just see what's actually going on behind the scenes. And we're at that programming level. And really, when we shift that subconscious programming, that in turn creates your outer reality. We often say that neurons that fire together wire together, so you create new synaptic pathways, and really your whole world shifts from that perspective, from the inside out.
Wow. I love that. You know, sometimes you start with the smallest thing, like the bridge, and then you find out it's something so much deeper, but you didn't even know it was there because you never really examined it before. And how you take people into that deeper areas to examine more. I think that's awesome. And I'm going to pop into one. There's one other one with I think it's a hand up.
Sure.
We'll try. Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Oh, can you hear us? Hi. Did you have a question for Matt or me?
Yes. Can I? Is this for personal questions or for general questions?
Ask Matt.
I think any question. I'll entertain them all.
Okay. I wanted to clear or figure out energy around money. And I'm trying to attract employment. I do have employment, but it's not paying me more than enough money, and I want to be doing something more than what I'm doing right now, something I'm more interested in. And I'm just wondering if I'm having any blocks to receiving money, creating money, allowing a lot of money in my life, or what could I possibly do to release it or –
So, yeah, I work through a lot of these layers with people, and it all comes from somewhere. So, like Angela said earlier, it may be about deserving something. If you don't feel that you're worthy of it, guess what? Abundance is a vibration. So you see these people that win the lottery, and then their life turns to crap. Well, you know they're not in that vibration of that. So, like, it leaves just as fast as it comes in. So abundance is really this vibration. So for personally, I've had to work through layers of my parents' beliefs around money, beliefs around mm-hmm. not having enough, the fact that you can't do spiritual work and accept money for it, you know, so all these different things. And then mm-hmm. like even being worthy enough to receive, I didn't feel like I deserved mm-hmm. people like giving me money. And then I had to reframe my beliefs around money. I was like, oh, money is bad. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, you can't do this work and accept money. And so I reframed it and said, well, I can help more people if I have more abundance, more financial abundance. And those all kind of right. shifted for me. So
putting in positives. I think I do that. So you're saying you were able to shift it by, I guess, constantly putting in positive affirmations.
And with affirmations, those do reinforce things. And like I said, and like the Earth mentioned earlier, you can create faster because of where the Earth is at vibrationally. You can move through stuff faster, but still it's like trying to overpower a calculator with a computer or a computer with a calculator. Mm-hmm. you're trying to pound uh-huh. these into your subconscious mind. But if there's something that overrides it in the background, it's going to be an uphill battle. So that's the whole
right.
point of getting people to these deeper state of trance and different states of consciousness, so you can really rip through all those places where things are stuck. If there was a faster, more effective way, I'd be doing it. and there are things out there. There are guided meditations and stuff too, for opening up to more abundance and stuff like that. And some of those mm-hmm. will definitely help you, but and there's don't think like this is the only way to do it. There's other like techniques and approaches that kind of address these same things in different ways. Mm-hmm. But this is the fastest way I know of today.
So
I've probably tried 30 things in the last year just to like experience it all. And I just keep coming back to this. So I would start with some of the meditations out there and figuring out where stuff comes from. Well, asking yourself, one of the questions I ask a lot, I feel like a 2-year-old, I'm like, why? But why? Why? And if you ask why enough times, you'll get mm-hmm. to the root of where that's coming from. Well, why do I feel like I deserve this? Well, this happened when I was a little kid. Well, why did I feel that then? And you can work through the stuff on that way.
Okay. Yeah. I think I know the whys. I think I'm just more on like a, you know, like, okay, let's release this. Let's choose something else kind of, you know, vibe. But okay. Mm-hmm.
And so,
well,
like, with some of the work that I see, too, it's like Angela's talking about all this stuff coming to the surface and being able to move through it fast. Mm-hmm. Well, what I see a lot of times now is a disconnect between the conscious mind and the rest of you. Like, mm-hmm. your conscious mind be like, okay, I know where this came from, but, like, your body's, like, hanging on to it. Or, like, other parts of you are like, we disagree. So there's, like, disconnect between those different parts of you. So a lot of what I'm working through with a person is getting everything online on the same page. Actually use the breath to do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Cause that's like your life force and that connects all the things together. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And there was one other thing with that, Matt, I was thinking about, like, for me, I know there was such a huge sense of lack in my family. So there's a lot of that family
mm-hmm.
sense of lack. If you're coming from a family that doesn't come from a lot of money, that sense of lack is like generational within you. And it's recognizing
mm-hmm.
and realizing, like, is this mine or is this from my family or from society? Mm-hmm. Like you said, if I'm doing this work, should I get paid for it? I mean, that's something that's that's kind of prevalent out there, but yet we have to live, you know?
Yeah. I'll even when I go to the gas station or something, I'll let them keep the change. Sure, it's like 50 cents or something, but like reinforces, I'm abundant. Like, and it comes back to you in bigger ways. It's so weird. But
I like that idea, though. I do some of the same stuff with, like, say when I'm going to a restaurant, I'll tip more than I would normally just for the fact of I know it's going to come back to me, and I know someone else, if they mm-hmm. might need it today and I'll send it down the road, I know I'll get more back later. And it's really working through, like you said, the why. And when it comes up, for me, what I do is when it comes up, that sense of lack is going, you know what, that's where I was. I understand who I am now, and I am different, and it's time to move on from it. So it's recognizing and not coming down on yourself for it. I think that's a huge thing. Like you said, being aware and not coming down on yourself as you move through this, because it can be days where it's like, wow, there's a lot to go through. And I think people need to take the time to be okay with going through it without, you know, coming down on themselves for everything they do, everything they did in the past.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of them. I mean, honestly, how many people have things in their past where you're not exactly proud of? And it's like, you know, it doesn't have to define you going forward. It only defines you if you let it.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reason that you chose that experience. You chose that to learn and grow from, and that's what made you who you are today. So, the worst parts of my life have now become the best parts of my life, which has been such a huge shift after doing this.
I love how you said that, because a lot of people get stuck on the worst parts and going, oh, my God. But when you start looking back on it and go, you know, that made me who I am, and now I'm looking at it with thank goodness I experienced that, to now be able to move forward and look at things with a totally different perspective and show people they can do it too. That, you know, you're not alone in this journey at all. And that's something I think people need to understand, is we're not doing it alone. There's a lot of people going on these crazy, challenging journeys. But boy, when you get on the other side and realize what you learned from them, how you look back on it with, like, thank you, just appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see someone struggling now, and I'm like, wow, you picked a tough one. Like, there's no judgment at all. It's like, wow. Like, and I know they wouldn't pick that if they didn't think they could handle it. Like, I know that they're a tough, advanced soul that chose to take on a lot and see things way differently now.
I agree that, you know, they chose it because they knew they could get through it, but it sure is sometimes feels a little difficult and lonely when you're going through it. But finding the right people who understand and knowing you're not a victim, you're just working through it, I think is such a huge difference. And that's something with the quantum healing. You're really going down into that cellular level and understanding things at a deeper level to really make that shift within people. And, you know, like you had said, Dolores Cannon, for people to go back and look at her stuff, I think it's great. She has some great information out there. And just to understand the background of it on a different level than what you normally do. So as you've been working with all these different people along the way, do you feel that now things are shifting more? Do you feel like there's hope for the coming humanity? I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, we're kind of going into dark times and don't know if it's going to go forward. What's your feeling on, like, the whole world situation and how you feel about humankind going forward?
I think it's awesome. Like, sometimes you have to shake the ant farm to restructure things. Like, and it's all part of it. It's all beautiful. Like, I find myself using the word perfect all the time now, because, like, I once you see, like, the bigger perspective, like, even the crappiest parts are like, oh, it's perfect. And, like, it's so weird to have that perspective. Because there are terrible things going on in the world, but, like, just kind of be mindful of, like, what you feed your mind with. I used to get really caught up in the news and all the things happening, and, like, your brain doesn't know the difference between what you're telling it is happening and what's really happening. So it thinks, like, all this stuff is happening to you, and that you stay in this, like, fight or flight state where it just wreaks havoc on your body and your mind, and people wondering why they have no energy, and it's like, because you think you're fighting all these battles that aren't even happening. So just kind of be mindful of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and really take that look inside. Like, you're really the only thing that you have control over is you. And when you start taking that power back and that energy back, that's where the change comes. Your energy is a currency. How are you going to spend it? Do you want to waste it on something that you have no control over, getting bent out of shape about, something that you're not going to do anything about? well, that's where you want to spend it. But really, if you put that energy into yourself, you'd be amazed at how things change and how your perspective shifts even about those events. So I think it's all important, and it's
I love that, because I've been one of those people too, where when everything started hitting in the world, I was really excited. And I was like, the ones where people are looking at me like, you're nuts, because I'm like, this is awesome, because it means things are changing, things are going forward, and people are starting to realize, like you said, the power is within themselves and moving that forward. So I've been like, you know, this crazy little puppy dog going, yay, yay, yay. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is like, why? I love
that. Yeah,
it's
all perspective. It's like people see how fear didn't serve them in this, and that's like the number one thing holding people back from like really living the life they want to live. So I think it's huge.
I like how you said fear and that's what, for me, it's understanding fear, I believe, is holding people back. And it's that fear is getting bubbled to the surface to say, hey, look at me. What can you do to change it? And I think with you offering what you do with the quantum healing is a way for people who resonate with that to go and get the experience to say, hey, is there a way for me to release some of this? Is there a way for me to let some of this go? And knowing there is a way, if they're willing to be open and looking at it and be willing to let their body heal and let their body kind of take over a little bit, in the fact of it knows what to do. You just got to be open to letting it. And that's something I think with you, with your scientific background and then going into the healing you're doing now, it's like understanding how much the body is there healing. I think that's so huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna talk quickly about a couple things. I know you're in a lot of different, you've got a lot of group things coming up, group sessions. I'm just going to run through a couple of those real quick. And then I know you're at a ton of different expos because you're like super duper busy. It's kind of crazy. So for people who want to catch up with Matt, they can check on his website, which is, let me get it up here so I get it. It's Matt Schmidt. QH.com, and that also is in the description below. And then he will be in Past Life Exploration and Meet Your Spirit Guides at the Little Witch Shop in Green Bay, Tuesday, October 25th. Past Life Exploration and Connect with Your Spirit Guides and Loved Ones Who Has Passed, November 1st in Green Bay at the Runic Apothecary. I have the workshop with it, Listen to Your Body and Heal Yourself with Matt Schmidt at Golden Light Healing in Sabinski on November 12th. And then I have Listen to Your Body and Heal Yourself, No Crutches Holistic Center in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And that is Sunday, November 13th. And Starseed Group Connect to Your Star Galactic on November 21st at Runic Apothecary in Green Bay. And do you have anything you would like to add just before we're almost done at the end here, Matt?
I encourage people to check out my YouTube channel as well, because and the links are on my website, but really, you don't need me to do any of this. It's probably not the best like marketing strategy, but like, you have this ability within you. When people get stuck, then they come see me. But like, someone called me the other day and said their brain tumor went away in 3 weeks just going through the videos I have out there. So, like, you do have this power within you. And even those classes that I put out, the videos are on YouTube. So if you can't make it to one of these things, like, the information's out there. I feel like everyone should have access to this. And I reserve, like, the private sessions for when people are stuck and need a little extra help. But really, you have this within you, and you can do this.
Awesome. That. I wanted to thank you so much for coming on, sharing this information with the listeners. And for those of you out there, please check out Matt's information. I think it's absolutely awesome. And I love Matt. I love his energy. So I think all of you will too. And with that, I just wanted to say thank you, Matt, so much. And thank all the
thank
listeners
you,
for coming in. You are so welcome. I can't wait for the next episode. It's going to be so much fun. We are coming on, October 18th. So come back and listen to that with Jody Jacobson. And the she is with Midwest Witchery Healing just before Halloween. And I just wanted to thank everyone. Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate you greatly.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. I think we're just getting started. I can't wait.
Awesome. Are you still there, Matt?
Hello? Yeah?
I think it's counting down.
I think it shut off. Yeah.
I think it shut off.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it. I think it was awesome, the information you shared.
Yeah, this is fun. I love it. I'm like, why aren't people talking about this? I just get so amped up about it because I get so excited. And it's like, I think it's changing, though. I feel it changing. I'm getting, like, the people I'm getting now are, like, truck drivers listening to me on podcasts and, like, just, like, the weirdest demographics, the professional sports players and, like, just stuff where you wouldn't think there'd be people, but they are. They're peppered in all these areas.
The there's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Wake up to McDonald's breakfast. Right now, buy a sausage biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or sausage McGriddles and get the second one for just a dollar. Order ahead in the app and pick up curbside. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.